AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozel. Australia's Prime Minister is urging European leaders to adopt tougher border control measures in the wake of the feared drowning of as many as 900 asylum seekers whose boat capsized off the coast of Libya. Prime Minister Tony Abbott's government turns back asylum seekers' boats in a bid to discourage them from trying to reach Australia. Meanwhile, AP correspondent Tricia Thomas reports from Italy that prosecutors have arrested the captain of the boat that capsized.
A Coast Guard ship pulled into the port of Catania with the 27 survivors of the fatal shipwreck where hundreds died over the weekend. The prosecutor from Catania immediately went on board and arrested the captain of the ship, who was a Tunisian, and a crew member, a Syrian.
Six Minnesota men are charged with terrorism-related offenses in a criminal complaint unsealed Monday. They're the latest Westerners accused of traveling or attempting to travel to Syria to join the Islamic State group. Andrew Lugar is the U.S. attorney from Minnesota.
We have a terror recruiting problem in Minnesota. And this case demonstrates how difficult it is to put an end to recruiting here.
Authorities describe the men as friends in Minnesota's Somali community. Bluebell Creamery is voluntarily recalling all of its products on the market. Two samples of chocolate chip cookie dough ice cream tested positive for listeria. AP correspondent Martin DeCaro reports the company doesn't know exactly how the bacteria got into its manufacturing line.
In a statement, Bluebell's chief executive, Paul Cruz, says we're committed to doing the 100% right thing, and the best way to do that is to take all our products off the market until we can be confident they're all safe.
The recall includes ice cream, frozen yogurt, sherbet, and frozen snacks distributed in 23 states. An Orange County Appeals Court rules San Juan Capistrano's tiered water rates unconstitutional. This is AP Radio News. A memorial was held for the Reverend Robert H. Schuller in Southern California.
Schuller died this month at the age of 88 after a battle with cancer. His daughter, Gretchen Penner, told mourners that he taught her to believe in a God
that is bigger than any problem, any trial.
The Reverend Dan Chun said Schuller mentored some of today's megachurch pastors.
Like Bill Hybels. Rick Warren.
The memorial was held on a plaza at the former Crystal Cathedral, which became a Catholic church after Schuller's ministry went bankrupt in 2010. The weekly Hour of Power broadcast is now hosted by his grandson, Bobby Schuller. I'm Steve Coleman.
Bobby Brown's lawyer is clarifying a remark the singer made about his daughter, now saying Bobby Christina Brown has opened her eyes nearly 3 months after being found unresponsive in a bathtub. She's beginning rehab. Saturday night, Bobby Brown told concertgoers that Bobby Christina was awake and watching him. Sandy Kozel, AP Radio News.